Welcome to Money Talks with Melissa B. We're going to be talking about you and your life, how to take control of your finances, ditch the debt, and claim the power of your money so that you can follow your dreams. So get comfy and let's chat. Hi, friends. Welcome back for episode 21, a super common money perspective problem. So we're going to start this episode out with a question. Do you spend money to make yourself feel better about not having enough money? If you've never done this, it probably sounds crazy to you, but I totally used to do that. We lived in my father-in-law's basement while I worked my way through college. We didn't have much money, and it was disappointing. I thought at that point in my life that I would have had more, but I didn't. So in order to make myself feel better about not having what I wanted, I would go out and eat at nice restaurants, or back in the day, I would go to Walmart and have a mini shopping spree, or I would buy myself a cup of coffee from Starbucks because I thought to myself, I work hard, so I should get to enjoy it. But the problem with that is that I didn't really want nice restaurants, or the junk that I bought at Walmart, or a cup of expensive coffee. I wanted a house to call my own, I wanted the money to travel. And what I really wanted was the ability to not feel stressed out about money all the time. So here I was, giving up on the things that I wanted the most. And to make myself feel better, I was wasting the thing that I needed to make those dreams become a reality. So when you start going down that path where you think about your money and you think that you don't have enough of it, and that you can't do all the things that you want to do because you don't have enough of it, and you go down that spiral, you can't see the way that you will ever have enough to have all those things that you want. How often do you turn to buying things to make yourself feel better? Since you don't have enough money to take that summer vacation, then you're going to go get a manicure to feel better about it. Since you can't afford to buy that beautiful house that you love that you pass on your way to work every morning, instead, you're going to pass by that Starbucks and grab a cup of coffee every morning. Or you wish you could quit your 9-to-5 so you could pursue your side hustle or your passion project, but since you can't see the way to do that and it makes you feel bad, you head to Target and fill your cart with stuff instead. When you use something like buying things or eating or social media or television or alcohol or drugs, when you use that to lessen or distract you from the negative impact of something else, that idea is called buffering. And we think that buffering will make us feel better. That by taking our mind off of our woes, that they will somehow go away. But it's always going to be there waiting for you on the other side of your distraction. And if your distraction involves spending money in order to buy a fleeting moment of enjoyment, it leads you to be even further away from the things that you truly want. Once my eyes were open to the fact that I was spending the one resource I needed in order to buffer by buying things that I could afford to try to feel better about the fact that I didn't have the money yet to buy what I really wanted, it kind of blew my mind. Like, it's so backwards and I couldn't believe that I had never seen it before, but once I realized it, it made so much sense. And after that, I was much more willing to say no to the trip to Starbucks, more willing to cook at home than to eat out, and more willing to skip the Walmart spending sprees in order to get closer to my goals. Now, don't get me wrong, this doesn't mean that I don't ever do these things anymore. It doesn't mean that I don't ever drink Starbucks, or I don't ever go out to eat, because going out to eat is like my absolute favorite way to indulge myself, or that I don't get on Amazon and buy a bunch of stuff, because a decade later, I've skipped out on Walmart and now it's Amazon everything, right? I still do these things sometimes, but now I'm aware of the real cost of them, where before I didn't truly understand what it meant when I used spending money to try to make myself feel better about not having money. So now I do these things for different reasons. I enjoy splurging on a $6 cup of coffee sometimes, but when I do, I take the time and I enjoy every sip of that coffee, and it's much more of an experience and not just a beverage, not just a daily habit. It's a treat, and I enjoy that. I go out to eat as a reward for cooking at home, because the majority of the time I cook at home. So when we go out to eat, we go somewhere nice, because that's a treat for me. I buy some things on Amazon, but not because I'm trying to make myself feel better, but because they're things that I want. And sometimes I will get things that I want and not just the things I need. Knowing the reasons why you do something or the reasons why you don't do something is such an important part. Your intentionality with your money is such an important part. You need to spend the time that it takes to understand yourself, your desires, your strengths and your weaknesses, and then decide to work towards your goals. That's going to be a total game changer. It was a total game changer for me. And the last thing that I want to leave you with is, when you take care of the needs before the wants, then once you get past the needs, the wants are so much more enjoyable. I hope you all have an amazing week, and I can't wait to talk to you again. Bye. If you all are enjoying this podcast, please hit the subscribe button so you don't miss any of our upcoming episodes. If you want more, head over to my Facebook page at Melissa Blandford Coaching for daily inspiration. And if there's anything you'd like to hear in an upcoming episode, please let me know. I would love to talk about it. You all have a wonderful week. Go out there and start taking control of your life.